They were caused to stumble and fall. Who will you believe? First, a quotation from Mark chapter 6, verse 3. Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James, and Joseph, and Judas, and Simon? And are not his sisters here among us? And they took offense at him, and were hurt. That is, they disapproved of him, and it hindered them from acknowledging his authority, and they were caused to stumble and fall. All right, this scene is very disturbing and grieves my spirit. Jesus did not get a hero's welcome from his family, friends, and neighbors. There were no parades or parties in his honor. While the crowds were initially astonished by his teaching and miracles, soon they became resistant, even offended, and refused to believe. They refused to accept that Jesus, the carpenter, son of Mary and Joseph, was the Son of God, Christ, the Messiah, source of great wisdom and miracles. Here, Jesus would always simply be the carpenter, a man like them. In his hometown, they were unable to acknowledge his identity, divine power, and purpose. The last part of this verse says, they were caused to stumble and fall. As I get to the word caused, my mind wanders. Who caused them to stumble and fall? Suddenly, the Holy Spirit reveals the answer. Satan, the liar, accuser, and deceiver of the brethren, appeared on the scene and hardened their hearts. He caused them to reject Jesus. Accepting Satan's lies, they rejected Jesus, and in turn rejected salvation, deliverance, healing, and restoration. Satan caused them to stumble and fall deeper into darkness. That day in Nazareth, Satan exercised his power of persuasion and won the battle. People that Jesus knew from childhood made a grave and eternal choice. In the raging battle for their minds and souls, they chose to reject Jesus, grace, truth, light, spirit, and life. Instead, they chose lies, sin, darkness, and eternal damnation. Child of God, as Christians, we must realize this scene plays out daily in our lives. We, too, must choose whom we are going to believe and follow. I encourage you to choose wisely, so you do not stumble and fall. Remember, your eternal salvation is at stake. Father, thank you for Jesus' victory on the cross. Today I commit to turn my heart to Jesus. I choose to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior and walk in His grace, truth, and light. I reject Satan's lies and a life of sin and darkness. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.